I want to borrow a few words from David, the psalmist David, Psalm 19, verse 14. He said, Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Praise God. It's good to be here today. Little old joke Minnie Pearl used to have. She said, I'm just so proud to be here. Well, I'm proud to be anywhere. Thank God in a couple of months I'll be 90 years old. 90 years young, I should say. Actually, I'm a lot older than that, but my body's almost 90. But I've been so blessed. The Lord's been good to me. Praise God. And whatever I've gone through, I consider it to be a light affliction. We're told in Ephesians 4:18, our light affliction, which is but for a moment, works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. So whatever you're going through today, it's not by your choice that was brought upon you, but it's God's choice that you needed that little thing that you're going through today. But I tell you, there is not a Jordan that He's not already been through. There's not a river that He's not already crossed. He's already been there, so wherever you are, God is. A long time ago, I was traveling along, and I looked on the back of a bumper, and it had a sign on there, wherever you are, God is. And I want to tell you that you don't go anywhere and get away from God. Praise God. You may think you can, but you can't. Why, the 139th Psalm, David said, why, if I even make my bed in hell, Lord, you're there. If I take wings and fly away, whatever I do, Lord, you're there. And he said, finally he said, whither or where can I go to hide from His presence? I sense the presence of God everywhere. You no wonder the writer said you don't have to go up to bring Him down, down to bring Him up, but the word that we speak, it's in your heart. And it goes on, the prayer they pray for people that's coming to the Lord, they always pray that prayer in that verse of Scripture. Well, anyway, I'm going to talk about the Lord today. That's all I came here to do is talk about the Lord. And I kind of think it's a dull subject if you're not talking about the Lord. Because He's my peace, He's my strength, He's my everything. I thought about a verse of Scripture in Hebrews 12:1. Wherefore, seeing we are encompassed about or surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and it says, looking unto Jesus. Now I want to have that thought in my mind today, looking unto Jesus. Hebrews in 2nd chapter, it talks about all things being put under subjection. And he said, we don't see it all happening yet. We don't see all that coming to pass yet, but we see Jesus. I tell you, if you see Jesus in your storms, praise God, that's most of the victory right there. See Him. See Him. Praise God, because He is that which was, which is, and which is to come. He is the past, He is the present, and He is your future. Praise God. I'm glad God is real. And I tell you, I have been going through some light afflictions lately. I don't see people as clear as I used to. But I thank God I have another set of eyes. Ephesians 1:18, I believe, the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of His calling and what is the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. And that we all know what that is. It's Colossians 1:27, Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's my hope for this hour, for every hour, is to see. You know, somebody was talking the other day and he said his whole desire was to get God from up there and bring Him down here. Well, that is kind of hard to get people to take their eyes off the sky. If we've been taught in a lot of the traditional teachers, we're looking for, they got you looking up. I remember back when I started off as a new Christian, I was seeking the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and one well-meaning old brother, he used to say, "Brother, look up, the blessing comes from above," and he meant up in the sky. But you know, the blessing I received didn't come from above. The God that I worship started rising up within me. Malachi 4 said unto you that fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise. God is arising. He's arising in us to become the fullest expression of Almighty God in these earthen vessels. You know, our salvation is kind of progressive. It's true that we had a start in God, but you know, a child is not born grown up. When it's born, it depends on its mother for everything, and we depend on the church for everything up to a point. And then there comes a time that you've got to start hearing the voice of God for yourself. The Scripture states in one place that you will hear a voice behind you saying, and this voice is saying, "This is the way." Each and every one of us has got a voice, an inner voice, that speaks louder than any other voice on earth. That inner voice is the voice of conscience that God speaks through. And that inner voice is speaking to us. He's speaking truth. He's telling you what you was looking for way out there. It's not way out there. It's within you, the hope of glory. God is real. He's real to me. If I never see you again, He's real to me. If, no matter where I go, He's real to me. Because I believe God allowed me to have the experience I had in the way that I had it. I didn't find God in the church. I found Him in my heart, in my home. One day when after I'd read the Scriptures for about 6 months, I'd read a lot of Scriptures, but I guess I was a little ashamed to go and confess Him before men. Finally, I got willing to say, "Lord, I'm ready to go now and do what You want me to do." There arose within me an experience that I know now to be the Lord rising up in this temple. Praise God. And I had my first experience with God at home. I went to church, walked up in the Amen corner, and confessed Jesus Christ as my Lord. And you know, from that time on, I've tried to hear that still, little, small voice. 1 John 2:27, the anointing which you have received of Him abides in you, and you need not that any man teach you, but the same anointing teaches you all things, and is truth, and is no lie. Even as ye have received Him, even so abide in Him. Praise God. 1 John 5:20, we know that the Son of God is come and has given us an understanding that we might know Him that is true, and that we are in Him that is true, even in His Son, Jesus Christ, and this is the true God. Praise God. This is John 17:3, life eternal, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent. I love the Word of God. Praise God, He abides within my innermost being. Glory to God, He gives me power when I have none. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. Praise God. I think you all used to sing a song here about waiting on the Lord. As the sunshine after rain. Something about, I don't know the words to it, but it was to be one of your theme songs when you had a broadcast. Praise God. As the sunshine after rain. And all these things. Well, glory to God. I'm glad God comes on the scene and in time. Praise God. And I'm glad what He starts, He finishes. We see Jesus. We don't see yet all things under Him, but we see the means of everything being put under Him. And that is seeing Jesus in your life. Praise God. I don't think there's any distance between heaven and earth. Only a thought. It's not no nautical miles involved in distance between heaven and earth. Glory to God, because I believe heaven is all over this earth. You know, God said, do not I fill the heaven and the earth? He fills everything. He's everywhere present. He's omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient, all-wise, all-powerful, and ever-present. Ever-present. So I don't know how many times I'd get to speak to you again. It's a joy to get to do so. Praise God. If I get a release in any one thing, it's in sharing what I feel God has given and put in my heart. That's the only thing I want to share with you, what God puts on my heart. If it's not anointed, it won't do anything. Glory to God. But I'm glad God is anointing a people who will bring forth a living word that all of creation can share. Right now, the creation's groaning for that very thing. Romans 8:19, the earnest expectation of the creation or creature waits for the manifestation of the sons of God. Sons of God. That's the crowd mentioned in Isaiah 35, in Isaiah 2, and all of the places there where it talks about all the earth worshiping God. It shall come to pass in the last days, the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains, shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations will flow into it. Praise God. You know, I believe God's let me glimpse into the end. And I see it all in His hand, all ending up just like He intended it. God's not frantically trying to drag somebody in. He's not got you by the hand trying to jerk you in right now. He'll bring you in at the proper time. No man can come unto me except the Father which sent me draw him. But you've got to experience a godly sorrow before you can be drawn anywhere. But when you get a godly sorrow, you're a candidate for God to deal with you. Lord is good. I never could say anything bad about Him. Praise God. because He's real to me. And when I get to speaking like this, I feel like 30 or 40 years drops off. Now, when I get out of here and start down the street, I may not feel that way. Right now, I feel that way. He's real to me. And I know we are not at the end of His working. He's working out this thing. We start off in God, and He starts gradually working out His purpose into our lives. Our salvation is progressive. Does not mean that we're going to fail, but it means God knows that you can only stand so much right now. When you get able to stand a little more, He'll give you that. Paul said that I might know Him and the power of His resurrection. And we'd all like to know Him that way. But there's another way to know Him. And He said, in the fellowship of His sufferings, and the last part, being made conformable unto His death. If you're going to know the Lord in His resurrection, you've got to know the trials that'll bring about the resurrection. And there can be no resurrection until there's a death. I'm talking about a death to our carnality. There'll be no resurrection until you experience God in the power of His resurrection. You get a little experience, and the more how we glory in that. But here comes a little trial to test that. Here comes a little trial that God's going to put you through. He already knows how you're going to come through it, but you don't know it till it happens. Unless you're convinced that what God has started, He finishes. Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that He that hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of the Lord. Now, another version says we'll bring it to successful conclusion. What God starts, God finishes. And it wasn't His purpose to save everybody at once. That wasn't His purpose at all. But as in Adam, 1 Corinthians 15:22, all die. As in Adam, all die. Yet in Christ, He said, all will be made alive. But every man in his own order. That's why I don't try to set other people in order. I'd make a mess of it. I think so many people that try to drag somebody along with them are making a mess. Because I tell you, if God's not dealing with them in that particular area, you're not going to accomplish a lot. You can't force everybody. But I know there's a merciful and loving God that's mindful of everybody on every level. And He loves everybody. And another thing, He ain't mad at nobody. I know the thoughts that I think toward you. Isaiah 46:9-10. Thoughts of peace, not of evil. And to give you an expected end. God knows what He expects of you, and He knows that when He has tried you, you will come forth as gold. And He's trying us. Thank God for the trials. Pretty hard to thank them right when you're right in them, but you realize that God never let you have them if you didn't need them. Praise God. As I said, I see all of you in a cloud like today with my natural eyes. But I see you in another set of eyes. And I see you stand before God in the end, perfect and complete. I see creation, perfect and complete. Nobody left out. There ain't nobody left out of God's plan. Just don't try to rush somebody else into some part of it that God's taking you through. Because it won't do any good. Praise God. I don't know when I'll be. I may never see you again in this mortal realm of mortality, but I'll see you in the real realm. And when I leave, I ain't really going nowhere. Paul was caught into the third heaven, and his feet never left the ground. He was caught in and made available to see in the fullness of God. That's the third heaven. Anything less than that is a lesser heaven, but it's on the way to the third one. Praise God. I'm glad God is real. Now, He'll be real to me when I leave here. And no matter how bad I feel, He's still real. And I feel pretty good right now. I feel like I could run through a troop. David said, he went through something one time. He said, I feel like running through a troop. I feel good. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. Praise God. In my strength, I'd fail in a minute. But I'm not in my strength. I'm in His. I'm in His. Glory to God. I do know that when God's finished with everything, we'll be in that crowd mentioned in Revelation 5:13. He said, I saw every creature which was in earth, in heaven, in the earth, on the earth, and all that are in the sea. And you know what they were saying? It was a big praise meeting. They were saying, blessing, honor, power, and glory be to Him that sits upon the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. God is real to me. I don't come to church to find God. I bring Him with me. Praise God. When I leave, I take Him with me. In fact, I as I said before, I couldn't go anywhere He wouldn't go with me. Praise God. If I try to hide in the darkness, the Scripture said in the 139th Psalm, the light and the darkness are both the same to God. He sees right through the darkness. And He sees it. He has a better day for you. Your day may be pretty dark today, but hold on a while. Glory to God. Micah 7:8. Praise God. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light unto me. Praise God. God is real. I'll run down here in a minute. I don't want to go as long as the man did that fell out of the loft and wound up dead. But like I say, the message had a lot of power in it. For they went down and prayed for him and he come back to life. God's opening up the eyes of our understanding that we might see Him everywhere. Everywhere you go, God is. And God is unfolding His plan as we're able to bear it. But it'll be every man in his own order. There's going to be a first fruits company. Romans 8:19 is who makes up that company. The earnest expectation of creature waits for the manifestation of the sons of God. God is going to manifest what's been here all the time. He's going to pull away the veil. And that's what manifest means. Take off the blinders. Take the blinders off. and we'll see God. We'll see that they that be with us are far more than they that be with the enemy. He opened our eyes up one time to let them see, and they saw a multitude. When you believe that God's army is greater than the other one. Amen. Because even the other army is subject to Him. They may not know it. But if we believe Romans 8:28, all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are the called according to His purpose. Then we have to see God working in all these situations. A lot of the church world today is grieving, and they're just afraid that they're not going to get that last one in before Jesus comes. I don't believe we get anybody in until Jesus comes. When Jesus comes on the scene, He does the drawing. He brings them in. Well, I've said a lot of things that may be a little out. I get accused a lot of times of going off the deep end. Well, as long as I'm a good swimmer, I don't mind going off the deep end. But John said in Revelation 22:1, He showed me a pure river of water of life, and you'll be able to swim in that. Clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb, and in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life. You're a tree of life today. And this tree bear its fruit 12 times a year, or in a year. And 12 is the number of God's end time army, the apostolic ministry. Now, in Revelation, in Hebrews 11, we're told about all the old patriarchs that lived before us, and we're told that they didn't receive the promise, and that they without us didn't receive the promise. But let me tell you, God's going to merge the former and the latter reign, and they too will become one. That'll be all the old merged into the new. Praise God. And that'll be 24 elders that'll sit with God in His throne. That'll make the end time company that's going to manifest God's glory in every inch of this earth, in every fiber of your being, so that your eye will absolutely become single to the glory of God. Now I want to leave you with my little prayer. Hebrews 13:20, now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead the Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do His will. Remember, Micah 6:8, He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of thee but to do justly, to live righteously in this present world. Well, praise God. I want to say that I know God's in all of you, and He's in every one of your Jordans. But your Jordans don't last forever. They only last till God accomplishes what He needed to accomplish in you. And then you come out into the promised land. So may God bless you all richly as you go forth with the Lord. Praise God. God bless you all. I didn't know if Oscar wants to come up now and dismiss or what you want to do. But anyway, I've spoken my heart to you. That's all I got to give you, is what God put in my heart. But I'm glad. God, He's not a failure. He's not failing in anything. He's not trying this in hopes it'll work, and then, so I believe I'll have to try something else. God's not working that way. What he allows, he uses. I woke up a long time ago with this thought in my mind. What God allows, he uses. So if it's happening to you, say, Lord, I don't want to try to duck out of it. I want to go through it. Take away the dross from the silver, and there will come forth a vessel for the finer. So God's kind of dealing with that little dross that's in us. And when he's finally dealt with it completely, you will come forth as gold. So God bless you all. Praise the Lord.